You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in, a couple things. First of all, we'd love if you'd leave a five-star review. Those reviews are really big to us. Also, go over and check out our sponsors. Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the market. So easy to set up, easy to use, will make your team, you know, will make your team better shooters. I can guarantee that. And not necessarily scorers, but the great thing is they've dealt with that problem. And now you have trainers there. You have things on the Dr. Dish. It will actually help you become a better scorer. So go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Right now, we got a quarterly membership. We're trying something new here. We think it's a great innovation for all of you. Maybe jump in for 3 months and kick the tires around. We believe in teachhoops.com so much that we have a 14-day free trial right now. No one else has that. No one else are you going to get their bat phone and be able to get on a call and help them through. So our roadmap is second to none too. It'll walk you through your basketball journey. So come over and check us out at teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast. All right. So you gave me a long list. So let's start tackling that.
I guess the first thing would be we're finally able to get back into the gym this summer.
Okay.
That was really weird last year, not being able to do much. I mean, we did some stuff on outdoor courts, but it just wasn't the same.
We didn't even do that. We got in the gym first time a week ago, so I can empathize a lot.
Did I hear you say you didn't have a season?
No season.
Oh, my gosh. And what state are you in?
Wisconsin.
I didn't know that.
Okay. So half the state didn't, half the state did. So the big Milwaukee, Madison didn't. Northern Wisconsin did, basically. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. It was.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. So, yeah. Basically what I wanted to go through is I have some stuff, but I wanted to just be able to, you know, mix it up. So, we do Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Doesn't matter. 3 days a week.
Yep.
We do have last week of June through the end of July. So I think we have 17 or 18 sessions. And then fall sports start usually the third week of August, but the first two, they usually always redo the gym. They always reseal it and stuff. So yep. We can't get in there. Plus
exactly,
we like
exactly as us. That's like exactly what we're doing. Yep.
Yeah. And I like to give the kids just a couple weeks off because most of our kids, we're at a smaller school. So most of our kids play at least two, if not three sports. So anyways, that's where I wanted to start off today with. So if we only have a half an hour, I think you said.
Yeah.
I would like to start off with some drills, I guess. And
okay. So are we talking, are you talking practice type things or are you talking skill work?
Technically we're not allowed to have practice. So it's going to be just skill work. So, you know, okay. Shooting, dribbling, yep. We do a thing called Dribble Series. I started doing some one-on-one stuff on, I thought it was good for both our defense and our offense.
Yep. So something I did with my guys last night that was really good, I think, and I've done it before because I just wanted to, I was literally kind of evaluating because I hadn't seen them play, to be honest with you. Is I do a lot of one-on-one, two-on-two, and three-on-three, and I do advantage-disadvantage drills, and I do it from half court. So I'll put the defense where the defense has an advantage or the defense is even or the defense is behind. So they're having to read different things. Like if the defense has an advantage, they're, you know, they're toward the basket, they're defending. So then they shouldn't get anything. They, you know, then the defense is trying to stop them from getting anywhere inside the 3-point line, you know, because we limit the number of dribbles, like 3 or 4 dribbles. And then we put them even, and then we put the defense behind. Well, if the defense is behind, we're just trying to stop a layup at that point, get in front, maybe take a charge.
Okay.
And we do that 1-on-1, and then we do that 2-on-2, and we do that 3-on-3.
Okay.
3-on-3, I give them time. We were trying dribbles, but that didn't seem to work. So we did like 10 seconds. You know, you gotta attack the rim in 10 seconds, 3-on-3. That seemed to work better and get them moving very quickly.
Okay.
So I like that because you can't hide. and you got to defend. And I know who can create and who can score. I've always said there's a difference between a shooter and a scorer.
Mm-hmm.
I want both. Anybody can become a shooter. Not everyone can become a scorer.
Right.
And being able to do things off the dribble is big. So I do that just about every day. Because, again, I think it's better than some of the 5-on-5 stuff unless you're actually running a practice. You're making them do screen and slips, screen and slice, all those things that you want, they have to do off the ball. And the spacing's already kind of there, so I don't have to worry about it. Okay. So that would be a big thing. So shooting-wise, what are you doing shooting-wise?
So usually shooting, we start off with form shooting where they just, start off one elbow under the ball, and then usually don't go back any further than like 7-8 feet just to work on their form, make sure the ball's up off on their fingertips.
Perfect shots. Throw perfect shots in there where it doesn't hit the rim. So it's okay. Similar to putting. About half my guys have never been on a golf course. But I always use when you go on the putting, you don't start a long ways away. So you start really close. But I like perfect shots where it doesn't hit the rim.
Okay.
So it's about feel when you're coming into the gym. And then what we do is we do form two, but then we do perfect shots 3 feet, and we move them back a foot, 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet. And it's just, we're just trying to get them that feel early.
Okay.
And then we'll add a bounce to it to get the rhythm. Okay. Like a really hard bounce. Just to kind of get them moving. But I think that's important to do every day too when they walk into the gym. Nothing irritates me more than when they come in and start shooting those threes right away. It's like, what are you doing? That's why guys go to the driving range and get out their driver and just, okay, that's one shot, that's 7, 8, 9 shots out of your 9, whatever. But I think that's big. So after you do that, then what do you do shooting wise?
So usually, depending on the number of kids we have, because we got 6 baskets. So usually I don't have more than 12 to 14. So I might have 3 at a basket. We'll just do 5 spots. We'll start. We'll do elbows first. So we'll go elbow to baseline, elbow to elbow, and then the other elbow to baseline. And
So remind me what offense you run.
That's part of what I wanted to talk to you about, because I got a total different team coming in. But this year we primarily did just a 5-out.
Okay.
And we had 3 kind of concepts out of it. One was just pass and cut. One was pass and we screened. Whoever caught the ball 2 passes away was coming and screen.
Yep.
And those were primarily our 2 concepts out of it.
And then what do you think for this year?
This year I got primarily two big men that'll be my primary scorers. So that's why I kind of wanted to.
We'll tackle that. But before we do that, I think so you have to think about, and this is something I'm actually meeting with one of my assistants for tonight when we do our stuff, is what kind of shots are you going to get out of your offense? Are you going to get elbow shots?
Probably not.
So I won't even do them. So, because that's something we were talking about as a staff last night too. It's like, well, why are we shooting those? Because we don't get those shots. So I'd tank the elbows. I would work on, you're probably going to get stuffed in the middle. So maybe do some post moves, you know, two ball mic in that kind of stuff early. So even your guards can do that. It doesn't hurt them, but obviously it's going to get your bigs that work. And then, so you're probably going to get the ball inside and you're probably going to shoot threes.
Yes.
Is my guess from you describing your team. Cause if I'm playing you and I'm going to take your bigs away, then you're probably going to have some openings on the outside on kickouts.
Right.
Right. Either dribble and kick or the ball goes in, relocate. So that's the drill I would do early is, you know, even put somebody in the post, kick to the post, relocate, shot, like three, you know, those kind of shots are the things that you're going to get in your offense. And then I would obviously have the two bigs or whatever, if they're there in there. If you have three at that basket, I would harass them because that passing out of that double or triple can be hard. But the relocation is a good one. And then my guess is you're going to have, if you've got two bigs, everybody else is kind of a guard-like kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those guards are probably going to dribble attack at times. So then I would work on the different kind of, I refer to it as a banana cut. I'd have a guy trailing the dribbler and then he has to kick out to him because that tends to be open.
Okay.
I'd work on dribble. They stop me and I skip it in the shot. All those kind of shots that's what I would be working on.
So do you have any examples of specific drills that you guys do for shooting?
Well, we do a lot of two and three person drills where, I like the Badger drill that Bo Ryan used to do where you have three people and two balls. So you follow your own shot and then you pass to the open guy. I love that drill. And we'll do different types of shots out of that. So they're always moving. So that can be a really good one. I like closeout drill. I like the two person, one ball closeout drill too, where I have the ball and you're at the top of the key. I'm going to throw the ball out to you and then I'm going to go and try to block it and close out on it. I don't know if you do that drill. And then I like that one because they're moving. Every drill I want. And then here's what you should do on every shooting drill that's made us really good over the years is on if you have a rebounder. So let's say you're just shooting threes. And yeah, and I'm rebounding for you and I'm passing it out to you and you shoot it and you miss it. If I'm the rebounder, every miss we rebound and put back in.
Okay.
There's not a drill we do in our gym that if there's a miss, we rebound it and put it back in. So it doesn't matter what drill we're doing. So let's say we're doing that, that Bo Ryan one where we have three people and two balls and I shoot it and I miss it. I'm getting my own rebound. I'm putting it back in and then I'm passing it back out.
Okay.
Just because there's a knack to offensive rebounding and that's how I have found my special players over the years because they're so good. They just know where that ball is going to bounce. Okay. I call it the Dennis Rodman rule.
Right.
he used to have people come in the gym and miss just so he could learn how to read the bounces.
Right.
Though I do a lot of full court shooting too. And this is something we're going to tackle tonight too. We got to figure out how we're going to track this stuff. Cause I want to track our progression. Otherwise what's the point? But we do a lot of full court shooting where I'm making them go in the full court. We won't do this as long. I don't know if it's warm where you are, but it's like 120 the humidity in our gym is crazy right now.
Yeah.
So I can only do this for a couple minutes, but we'll do a lot of full court shooting stuff. You know, three lines, go shoot, get your rebound, boom, up and down as much as humanly possible.
So how do you do that? You have them start at the opposite base?
Yeah, so there's a couple ways I do this. So I'll start here. I don't know if I... Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. Please subscribe and like. Leave those five-star reviews. Those one-star reviews you can leave in your pocket. But go over to Apple and Spotify and wherever you leave reviews or wherever you listen and tell us what you're thinking. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. The one-stop shopping. The Netflix for basketball coaches. And then also go over and check out our other podcasts, Teacher Side Gig and High School Hoops. Part of the, I love saying this, part of the Coach Market media conglomerate. Go over and check it out, and let's head back to the podcast.
What'd you say your normal number of players are?
Usually 12 to 14.
Okay, so there's two ways that I do this, okay? I like the dribbling one probably the best. So I put three people here at half court, and then I put three people on the baseline, and then I put three people on the other baseline. So there's two ways you can run this drill, and if you send me an email when we're done, I'll send this to you because I'm taping it. So the way I like it is if you got enough balls, give everybody a basketball. And these three groups dribble down and shoot different types of shots. Let's say they shoot 15 footers. Okay. As soon as they shoot, these three go in the other direction. Okay. These three get their rebound, put it back in, and then go to either the end of the line or go down here. So shots, right? Three shots. And we do this and then we keep track. We put this on the clock and we'll put like 3-4 minutes. And we'll say you got to make 78 of them. And that number changes per season, per where we are, blah, blah, blah. It just depends. So it kind of goes up and down with the team. And then these three all have a ball. As soon as they shoot it, they can't leave until they shoot it. Then these three go down. And then as soon as they shoot it, these three. And it's a continuous drill with everybody with a ball. That's the first one. The second one that we do. So we do that because I like drills that dribble and shoot.
Now, are you having them do like dribble through your legs behind the back or just dribble down?
Nope, just straight initially. Now, literally, there's layers to this. We'll shoot 15 footers. We'll do bank shots. We'll do 3-pointers. We'll put chairs out there. They got to do a move. So the progression is, you know, but again, we only do it for 1 or 2 minutes and then we stop. We're on the clock. They either make it or they don't, because I want them to have this pack mentality of all of us are doing this together. And then I don't know if you're the only one in the gym. If you're a small school, it's probably you're the only one in the gym. It's hard to count with one person, this drill. So usually I have somebody counting this basket and somebody counting this basket. And then we add it up. I've done it by myself and I'm even a math teacher. It's a relatively hard thing to count. You got to sit here at a half court and just kind of watch. So that's the first way. So that's dribbling and shooting. I like that. The second one I do is off the pass, because that's the second type of shot you get. So this time, these three people don't have a ball. The people on the baselines have the ball. So as soon as they get to the type of shot, so these three are running down, right? And let's say we're shooting 3-pointers. As soon as they get to a 3-pointer, these three people pass it to them. And as soon as they pass it, then they run down and get a pass from these three people. They get their rebound, get on the baseline. So what the first type of drill is dribbling and shooting. The second one is coming off the pass. And what I love about this drill is if you do it for about 10 to 15 minutes, you're conditioning them. You're working on shots off the pass, shots off the dribble. And they're moving. It's a great, I like it at the end of practice. I like it at the beginning of practice. You will get all, and I came up with this because of my son when he was little. You know, I'd be in a gym and I couldn't get enough shots up, because when you're coaching youth, you go in these little elementary schools and there's only two baskets.
Right.
This is a great way to get a lot of shots with only two baskets. But anyway, so that I would do that. That would be an everyday thing. Okay. And I would try to track it if you can do it some way. Now you can do it if you're worried about, if you're worried about progression and you're worried about them, do it 2-2-2. I have done that. If you got 12 kids, that lets them get their breath back a little bit. So six are doing it, six are out, but they're moving. It's not like they're standing around and like bored, but it's letting them go from anaerobic. I mean, it's letting them bring their heart rate back down. And then you can do this longer. No more than three. I've tried four and it doesn't work. It's just too many balls and they're bouncing around. Three is the three. You're still going to have them hit each other once in a while, but it's not too bad. And you can probably be more creative than I can be, but there's all sorts of different things you can do, but do both of them. When you do this drill, don't you just do the ball handling one, do the one coming off the pass too.
Okay.
So going back to what I was saying, and this is what I'm, like I said, I was talking to my coach. I'm talking to one of my assistants today, is I would figure a way to track progress on shooting. So I don't know if the same kids consistently come.
Yeah, some, you know, there's vacations and
They're kids. I want them to be kids. So, I mean, go to your lake house. You should do that.
But I've done it in the past where they missed the week. Then, you know, as long as they had like 10, we usually took an average of however many times they came.
Right. And there's been studies proven, and I have to find this. If you write stuff down and track it, there's a mental thing that goes on. It's a pain in the butt, but I take the time and the pen, and I have a friend who owns a golf course. I get the little golf pencil, so I got tons of pens. So I make them write that crud down just so they can see their progression. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is, and this is what's happened in the past summers, you see an increase and then you see a level, and that's where people quit. It's called a step progression. So they'll get better for 1 or 2 weeks, and then week three and week four, they're going to level off and stay very consistent, but they're not going to get that much better. So then, you know, so I always want them. So I tell them, fight through that. We're in the flat part of that step. Trust me, the great ones fight through that, and then you'll see the progression.
Okay.
Free throws are free throws are so mental that, I make them, that's as important as actually the jump shot shooting part of it, is because there's more than one time in February I've gone back and go, and, you know, John, you've shot 7,000 free throws. I'm not worried about these, blah, 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 blah. I'm just giving them that positive reinforcement, because you said, you know, that'll be in my pregame. It's like, you know, something like, we got to hit our free throws. We got to do this. Don't worry about it. We spent all of July. Coach Collins lost 12 pounds of weight because he was sweating and was so freaking hot. But you've done this. We as a team have shot 83,000 free throws, whatever it is. But it's that mental part. Now, if you've got really good ones, then play that. I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about the NBA free throw contest thing.
No.
I coach Wesley Matthews, who plays for the Lakers now, and he told me this drill, I don't know, 10 years ago. And I think it was when he was with the Mavs. So they would shoot 100 free throws at the end of practice. Okay. And here's how this drill worked. You would shoot, and they have rebounders, so they're in a different world. And I'll tell you how I tweaked it for our guys. But anyway, the drill works. You shoot 10 free throws, 1 through 9. And you track whether you make or miss them. But 1 through 9, it doesn't really matter for the drill whether you make or miss them, but you're tracking them. Number 10 is what we refer to as the money ball. If you make number 10, then you get to keep going. If you miss number 10, you go back to 0. So they, and the NBA guys got to get to 100. So you can imagine how nerve-wracking free throw 80, free throw 90, and free throw 100 is. Okay.
And if they miss it, 90, they go back to 0. Okay.
So, but they have a rebounder and they can get a lot more shots in. Anyway, so what I do is I do it initially, depending on my team, I usually go to 10 and I say, okay, shoot 10 free throws. If you miss 10, you got to go back to zero. And then when we get better, you know, I'll go to 20. I'll go, we're going to shoot 20 free throws. If you miss 10, you got to go back to zero. Blah, blah, blah. It also depends on what my day looks like. You know, I'll go to, you know, sometimes I'll go to 25 and I'll do it at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I don't go too far because there's always one or two kids. It's like, I'll be here till, you know, right. Thanksgiving. But it's the best drill I've ever heard of as far as really putting pressure on them, because they all want to go home. They're done. They've been there for an hour and a half. But the tracking part is huge for free throws. Anything you do for tracking it, you know, I just think paper and pencil is the spreadsheet stuff. The Excel stuff is fine, and they can do it on their phones. But I just think that piece of paper and that me having it and showing it to them is just so useful that I just might be an old dog. But
we usually would track. In years past, I think we did too much shooting. Sometimes we get 300 shots in, but we didn't do enough dribbling or moving to get open.
Well, and I'm telling you, I don't know about, I mean, especially if you have two bigs, ball handling, you can't be a hooper unless you can handle the rock. You just can't be. You can be a shooter. Like, I've had shooters that are some of the best, but they're not hoopers because I'm just going to defend you at the 3-point line and you're done. Right. Like, you got to be able to create space and you got to be able to create with the ball. And the best analogy I can give is if you go watch like a 7th grade team, the guy that handles the rock is LeBron. Right? He's the best player in the court, whoever can handle it. Well, it really doesn't. Go watch the NBA teams right now. Like, Giannis is Giannis because he can handle the rock and he's 6'11", he can get to the rim. He can't shoot free throws and he can't shoot threes right now. He's got some work to do. He's still one of the best players in the world, but
right.
Anyway. So here's what I would do is I would try to break down. This is something, and I'll see if I can find that sheet. I know we did it for the summer or for the season. I don't think we did it last summer. Well, we didn't do it last summer because we didn't have last summer. I have to look back to 2019. But try to figure out the percentage of your hour and a half of what you're going to do. Because you'll be surprised, I think, if you went back and you'd shot 300 shots a day, you probably spent 80% of your time just shooting.
Right.
And well, I want ball handling. I want something where they're moving up and down the court. I want moving and passing and shooting. I want, you know, more than one skill set. Cause when I get them, I got to get more than one thing done right. That's the hard part. Like when we're working on our offense, when I start getting my contact days, we're going to start implementing our offense. But then I got to put one of my assistant coaches in charge of looking at the defense because we got to work at that at the same time.
So do you got one more good drill? Cause I know you got to go here.
Yeah.
So I got Badger in the full court and free throws. Any other shooting drills that you guys do for summer workouts?
So I would do the closeout two person one with closing out drill where I'm just passing to you and do that for like a minute. So here's how I do that drill. So it's you and me. I pass it to you. You shoot straight 3-pointers. Do it for 35 seconds. Because if they're doing it hard, they can't do it very long. If they're going hard and then they shoot two free throws. The next one is I'm going to throw it to you. I'm going to come close out. You're going to shot fake and take a dribble. So work through your progression of things that you want to get good at. 30, 35 seconds. Stop. Two of you. So if they're not, then go 45 seconds. You got to get them to the point where they're moving and they're really closing out. They're going to only get 4 or 5 shots up, but that's okay. And I want them moving.
Okay.
So shot fake, one dribble, shot fake, dribble to the left, you know, shot right. fake, shot. All those progressions you get on that. And that's groups of two, and you can put 4 people at a basket. I love that drill because it gets them moving and it gets them, you know, don't get me wrong. I'll put a kid on a machine and get 100 shots up real fast. That's one skill set, but that's one of, at least in our league, that's 6 shots a game where you get an open shot. No one's defending you.
Right.
So it's great. And you got to hit them when you're open, but those, that other one I would do that a lot.
Okay.
Those three things should take you 30, 35 minutes easy.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like, leave a review. We love those 5-star reviews. We're going to leave a 1-star. You can skip to the next podcast. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.